Come, let us return to Adonai, our God who is gracious and merciful. O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. In you, Adonai, is the source of life. In your light we shall see light. He healed the darkness of my mind the day he gave my sight to me. It was not sin that made me blind. It was no sinner made me see. Let others call my faith a lie, or try to stir up doubt in me. Look at me now, none can deny, I once was blind, and now I see. Ask me not how, but I know who has opened up new worlds to me. This Jesus does what none can do. I once was blind, but now I see. Amen. Rejoice, O Jerusalem, and come together, all you who love her. Rejoice with joy, you who have been in sorrow, that you may exult and be filled from the breasts of your consolation. Rejoice and be glad, Adonai forgives with great love. My soul give thanks to Adonai, all my being bless the holy name. My soul give thanks to Adonai, and never forget all these blessings. Bless God who forgives all your sin, who heals every one of your ills, who snatches you free from death, who enfolds you with tender compassion, who fills your life with goodness, and gives you the strength of an eagle. Rejoice and be glad, Adonai forgives with great love. Adonai does deeds of justice, and defends the poor and oppressed, teaches God's ways to Moses, and God's deeds to the children of Israel. Adonai is compassion and love, patient and rich in mercy. God will not accuse us for long, nor bring our sins to trial, nor exact from us in kind, nor give us what our sins deserve. Rejoice and be glad, Adonai forgives with great love. As high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is God's love for those who trust. As far as the east is from the west, so far does God remove our sins. As parents have compassion on their children, Adonai has pity on those who are reverent. For Adonai knows of what we are made, and remembers that we are dust. Rejoice and be glad, Adonai forgives with great love. The love of Adonai is everlasting upon those who revere God's holiness, whose justice reaches out to all generations when they keep God's will in their minds and hearts. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Rejoice, O Jerusalem, and come together, all you who love her. Rejoice with joy, you who have been in sorrow, that you may exult and be filled from the breasts of your consolation. A reading from the book of Joshua. Then Adonai said to Joshua, "Today I have removed the reproach of Egypt from you." While the Israelites were encamped at Gilgal on the plains of Jericho, they celebrated the Passover on the evening of the 14th day of the month. On the day after the Passover, they ate of the produce of the land in the form of unleavened cakes and parched grain. On that same day after they ate of the produce of the land, the manna ceased. No longer was there manna for the Israelites, who that year ate of the yield of the land of Canaan. The Word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
You gave your people bread from heaven, rich in delight and suited to every taste. You gave your people bread from heaven, rich in delight and suited to every taste. It was not Moses who gave you bread from heaven. It is my Abba who gives you the true bread from heaven, rich in delight and suited to every taste. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the Holy Breath of Love. You gave your people bread from heaven, rich in delight and suited to every taste. Jesus said, "Go and wash in the pool of Siloam." And the blind man went off and washed himself. Then he came away with his sight restored. Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages, in words of holy prophets, to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant, the pledge to Abraham and Sarah is now renewed for us. That freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear, and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child, called prophet of the Most High, will go ahead to prepare the way by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Jesus said, go and wash in the pool of Siloam. And the blind man went off and washed himself. Then he came away with his sight restored.
As we enter the springtime of the year and reach the midpoint of the season of Lent, may we examine our hearts and sincerely reject the false values that blind us to the presence of God. Enlighten our hearts and minds. As Jesus combined his own saliva with soil to make healing clay, may we join with Mother Earth in healing and restoring the species and ecosystems harmed by our blindness and greed. Enlighten our hearts and minds. As Jesus was ready to violate official interpretations of Sabbath law out of compassion, may we be ready to cross boundaries and dismantle the structures of religion and culture that oppress or marginalize others. Enlighten our hearts and minds. As we remember the man born blind who was sent to wash in Siloam, may we be ready to share with others the light and truth of God's all-inclusive, unconditional love. Enlighten our hearts and minds. As we long to live in and walk by the light, may we recognize that our sight and insight are often blinded by pride, prejudice, elitism, and self-righteousness. Enlighten our hearts and minds. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Gracious God of all compassion, you sent Jesus to proclaim liberty to captives and recovery of sight to the blind. Lead all who search for truth and light out of the blindness of selfishness, self-pity, and sin, to the vision of freedom, flourishing, and fullness of life. As so many species respond to the daily increase of sunlight, may we see the beauty and walk in harmony and peace with all people and all creation. We ask this through Christ our light. Amen. May the light of God surround us, the love of God enfold us, the presence of God watch over us. Amen. let us bless the world with peace and give thanks to God.
Come, let us return to Adonai, our God. Our God who is gracious and merciful.